Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Breaking news being reported by Ian Rappaport, so it's legit. The New York Giants have decided on their new head coach. And I hate always being right, but Brian Daboll is going to be the new head coach of the New York Giants. They've not worked out the terms of that deal yet, but that's what they are doing now. You could expect as possibly an announcement as early as tonight or tomorrow that Brian Daboll becomes the 94th coach in the history of the New York Giants. He gets reunited with Joe Shane and your young quarterback who's been embattled here. At least now has the benefit of working with a guy that, for some, made Josh Allen the stud that
he
is.
So are we happy with this? 3 weeks ago,
yes.
The end of Dave Gettleman, the questions around Joe Judge, and the three-week journey has brought us to this, the yep. Buffalo connection of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. We all good? Giant fans happy?
Look,
we're good with this?
So a couple things happened. They didn't want the Dolphins to get him.
Right.
And there obviously was the thought that if he goes to Miami, as he was expected to interview for a second time, that he wouldn't leave Miami without a contract. I'm sure that's what was on their minds. And Brian Flores did not wow them in the interview. And apparently one of the things that did come out of that interview, when they asked him about his, I guess, somewhat public but rumored relationship with the front office of the Dolphins and his unwillingness to be open-minded about their suggestions for coaching staff hires, he said, I'll be a lot different this time around, and I'll be willing to listen.
You know, I heard that answer, and I was mixed to it, because a part of me says that's great, he learned from his mistakes, but then a part of me wants a coach who knows what he wants,
yeah,
and knows this is who would be a great offensive coordinator, this is who would be great on my staff.
Sure. Right or wrong, he has his beliefs.
Right.
Yep.
And so it seemed as if Brian Flores, trying to learn from the mistakes in Miami, may have gone to the area of, yeah, just name the offensive coordinator. Wasn't that basically what they did with Jason Garrett for Joe Judge?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. And so I think one good thing about this hire, because none of us knows if Brian Daboll is going to be a good head coach or not. None of us know. The one thing you like from the start is that you've got two guys on the same page. John Idzik, Rex Ryan, not on the same page. Dave Gettleman and Joe Judge, the stories have come out, not on the same page. At least from the get-go moving forward, you've got two guys that are on that same page.
Yeah, so listen, expect the press conference Monday, maybe Tuesday. We'll see how it goes. And we'll have the coach on the show. And it's now get ready for the draft and let's have at it. So Brian Daboll expected to be introduced as early as this weekend as the new head coach of the New York Giants.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.